And I think many of us, we tend to focus on the here and now. We tend to focus on our life now, on what we're doing now, what we want now, what we desire now. Maybe we'll think about the past and we'll kind of dwell on it, whether through remembrance and nostalgia or through regret. You know, those thoughts of those things we did that maybe we're the only people in the world that remember it, but boy, we sure remember what we did wrong. No one else does, but we sure do. But how often do we think about the future? And I'm not talking about like planning for 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, retirement planning, anything like that. How often do we look to the future of the life to come? Do we think about where we want to be in the next life? Unfortunately, we tend not to do that. We tend to be very immediate people where we focus on the here and now. We focus on now. And the life to come, well, that'll happen when it happens. And we're being reminded in our readings today that, you know what, we may want to start thinking about the life to come because it will come someday. Because our Lord will return one day. He promised us that just as he ascended into heaven, he will come again in glory. He will return to judge the living and the dead. As we see St. Paul, who said, "Indeed, we tell you this on the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not precede those who have fallen asleep." So again, St. Paul's reminding us, Jesus will return. And he will return as he said he left. The question, though, is when? When will the Lord come? And the answer to that is pretty much, we don't know. There are a lot of people throughout the history of the church that have tried to predict the coming of the Lord. And every single one of them, 100% of them, failed. They missed it. They got it wrong. Our Lord hasn't returned yet. Their dates have passed. Some of them have taken multiple attempts at it. Oh, wait, I did this wrong. Let's try this again. They still got it wrong. You know, there are groups after groups that do this. We don't know when our Lord will return. And so we have this message of the wise and foolish virgins to remind us, we got to be ready. We have got to be prepared for that day when our Lord comes. You know, you see the wise ones who they've got the extra oil. They're ready because the bridegroom could come in a few minutes. He could come in a few hours. So we got to make sure we're ready. And as our Lord says, "Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Stay awake. Be prepared. Be ready for the coming of our Lord. And even if we do not live to see our Lord come, we do not know when we will die. You know, we might be one of the ones that St. Paul talks about, those who have fallen asleep in the Lord. So we need to be ready for when he comes. So how do we prepare? How do we prepare for that day when our Lord comes? We do that by seeking the wisdom of the Lord. Now, when we talk about wisdom, I think a lot of times we think of wisdom as book knowledge. Things that you learn to do well on Jeopardy than the actual wisdom of God. Now, ironically, as I talk about book knowledge, I'm going to quote from a book, the Catechism of the Catholic Church. But in the glossary, it tells us that wisdom is the spiritual gift which enables one to know the purpose and plan of God. The wisdom of God is a spiritual gift. It's a gift from the Holy Spirit so that we can know and live God's will, God's plan for our lives. That's what wisdom is. To seek the wisdom of God is to seek the truth revealed by him for our good and to lead us to salvation. So it really is thinking about the next life. Thinking about the future of the next life is to seek the wisdom of God. The truth that we were created for God. The truth that God has given us guidance, teachings, commandments of how to live. both morally and otherwise. And so we have this wisdom of God that is being given to us, that we are called to seek. You know, we see that beautiful reading from the Book of Wisdom talking about desiring and seeking the wisdom of God. It's a beautiful thing to do. But how do we do it? How do we seek that wisdom of God? Well, first and foremost, we ask for it. It should be part of our prayer to receive the gift of the wisdom of God. That should be part of our daily prayer. But of course, that's the easy answer. Anytime you talk about spiritual realm, the answer is always prayer. You know, prayer is always a part of the spiritual life. It has to be. But it doesn't stop there. We do have to put in work. We do have to look for wisdom. And of course, one place is Scripture. Scripture is the Word of God. And we need to be looking in the Scriptures, not just the Book of Wisdom, but all of the Scriptures, to understand the Word of God. We have to let that Word speak to us daily, entering into it, entering, deepening ourselves with it. Now, the Scriptures can be very confusing, unclear sometimes, because it, you know, was written by people of a different time, of a different culture. It's still the Word of God, but we need God's help to understand it. And that's where things like, of course, you know, praying that God will help us see the Scriptures and enter into the Scriptures, but also things like study Bibles, commentaries. There are tons of them out there, and some are good and some are there. Let's just put it that way. I won't say bad, but they're there. They're commentaries. But finding a good commentary to help us understand. And yeah, there are study or commentaries where they'll take one book of the Bible and write 600 pages worth on that, just that one book of the Bible. And so you've got like this whole library of commentaries. And they're good, but we don't need that. Most of us don't need that. One study Bible I really like is the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible. Scott Hahn's a big part of this Bible. They've got the New Testament out now. They're working on the Old Testament. Very simple. And, you know, the passages about, you know, each verse might have a half a page or less to kind of explain it, the chapters to explain it. So it's good to get a study Bible like that Ignatius Catholic Study Bible and to spend time with it, just to learn more, especially like with daily readings and things like that. But of course, the Word of God isn't just Scripture, it's also tradition. And that's where the catechism comes in, the catechism of the Catholic Church comes in to help us better understand the teachings of our Lord that he has passed down from generation to generation to generation. And so we should be in that as well. You know, if a question comes up in our faith, we should be reaching for the catechism to find out, to learn. We should also be getting good spiritual books. You know, getting books that we can spend time with and reflect on and grow deeper, whether lives of the saints or writings of the saints or writings of spiritual masters. There's actually kind of a embarrassment of riches of the resources that we have in the spiritual realm as far as writing, but also in audiovisual. You know, for a couple of years now, the diocese has been paying for the website formed.org, formed.org. That website has so much good videos and audio and reading material, all for free, all at your grasp. You can sit and watch it on your phone, watch it on your TV if you've got set up for that, whatever. But we need to be looking for these kind of resources that can help guide and lead us in following our Lord and help drawing closer to him through his wisdom. But ultimately, if we seek the wisdom of God, we must live the spiritual life. As I said, the wisdom of God is not just head knowledge. The head knowledge helps us better understand and better live the spiritual life. But ultimately, we can't keep it in the theoretical. We have to live it practically out in the world. You know, we do not neglect our physical lives, or at least I hope we don't, and we become very concerned when those we love begin to neglect their physical life. Well, we should treat the spiritual life the same way, that we should be worried when those we love neglect their spiritual lives. They're not feeding it, they're not living it. So we've got a choice as we wait for our Lord's return. Do we want to be wise and seek the wisdom of God? Or do we want to be foolish and neglect it? Which do you want to be?